What I have today is some thoughts, some ideas, and some examples that I'd like to share with you of what has been done practically on the farm. One of the things that always kind of boggles my mind is when I hear, quote, experts talk. They scare me. Of course, you know my definition of an expert. He's a guy who knows more and more about less and less until he knows everything about nothing. What I'd like to share with you are some of the ways that we've employed hydrogen peroxide down on the farm. This is an article that comes out of the Soil, Grass, and Cancer book. And in there we find that they actually, with the research they did, they found that hydrogen peroxide actually acted as an antibiotic or as a natural antibiotic in terms of lactobacillus creating hydrogen peroxide in the stomach itself or in the intestinal tract. Also, what was interesting I came across in the Soil, Grass, and Cancer book was work done in Wales by Dr. Holman. And again, all of this work was totally suppressed. Holman came out and he said that he saw some terrific things happen. And what happened was that he had mice and rats with cancer tumors, and by just putting peroxide into the water, he was able to get a 50 to 60% cure rate, changing nothing else. Based on that work, we did find out approximately where the parts per million should be in the water, and we have kind of followed some of the work that Holman did. We're currently trying to get a hold of all of the papers themselves to see if we can get any more insight into what the man actually had done. I know there's some very interesting things there, and he was actually threatened with his job if he didn't drop the whole research project that he was on. Back in 1987, we started a gentleman on a Hutterite colony out in Saskatchewan. He called me, and he asked about putting hydrogen peroxide into a hog operation. And I said, well, I think that it would probably have some merit. If nothing else, it would help to clean up some of the problems in your water. And so he went to work, and he started getting this hydrogen peroxide, putting it into his water supply. And lo and behold, the other day we were finishing up a warehouse at my place, and one of the guys that came to help me said, Murray, have you seen this article in the Country Guide, it's called. A friend of mine calls it the Country Misguide. I found the article. I got somebody to bring me the magazine, and what's really interesting is that the title says, Experts Question the Use of Hydrogen Peroxide. Now, what's really interesting is that John Kleinsasser, the man in this article, started out using hydrogen peroxide. He told me that the year before he started with me, that year he has a 350 sow farrow to finish operation. And what he didn't tell the country guide was that that year he spent $70,000 in medication. Now, in the article, he says, I had been using a lot of medication to treat for the disease. My drug bill often hit $40,000 a year. And however, since he started hogs and water containing hydrogen peroxide, his drug bills have fallen dramatically. To date this year, the bill is under $1,000 for medication. He now spends about $2,100 a year on hydrogen peroxide. That's really interesting because further down in the article, his veterinarian agrees with Kleinsasser, has dramatically reduced his medication bill, but he feels that most of the medications were unnecessary. He says the same diseases are present in the barn. Days to market were good before he started pigs and hydrogen peroxide, and death losses have not changed. Possibly, says Schantz, management practices have improved performance. So my associate back home that works with me was sitting there at the lunch table. We were sitting there talking about the article and reading it. And he says, yeah. He says, I think he did some real good management changes. He went out and bought a hydrogen peroxide pump and some hydrogen peroxide and put it in the water. And, you know, all kidding aside, one of the things is that we have a lot of people talking about these things and they're not actually getting a grasp. They're not out there in the real world. They're doing assumptions, you know, the ask you me. They're doing all kinds of conjecture. They haven't tried it. They haven't worked with it. They haven't experimented with it. And I guess that's one of the reasons that I'll get up and I'll talk to you people simply because I've lived it, I've worked with it. What's really interesting is that if you're going to treat water, there are certain things to remember. pH of water is very crucial. If you're going to try and use a normal peroxide in a very acidic water, it's probably not going to work very well. They're making sure we don't get things like alkalized peroxide. In fact, some of you areas, you know, some of the people in some of the areas you live, try and find peroxide anymore. The sad part of all of this is, I guess what I'm leading up to, is that the sad part of it is that the work that has been done has basically been done by people like you and I. And the experts don't want to do it because of the fact that just like this man treating his hogs and saving $40,000 a year in medication, do you realize what that represents? And the United States of America, I was just reading the other day, in fact, we had put it in one of our newsletters, the United States of America spends almost 60% of the world spending on medication for livestock is spent here in the United States. It's a big market. So I started experimenting and putting peroxide into water systems. And one of the very first systems I put it into was my own. The water I had was so good that my cows would go up to it and sniff it, and then they'd back up, and then they'd lap a while, and then they'd take a little drink. The hydrogen sulfide in the water was so terrible that you really didn't want to drink it. It just stank like rotten eggs. And over the years, we've learned different things about hydrogen peroxide. What makes it work? Why doesn't it work in some instances? And so what I want to do this morning is I'd like to share with you some of those ideas that we've gained and learned over the years. Well, what is it? Hydrogen peroxide is a colorless, rather unstable liquid, has a bitter taste, caustic to the skin, distillable in high vacuum, may degrade violently if traces of impurities are present, and I'm sure that some of you have maybe experienced that little happening. You put a little bit of peroxide in the dirty jug, and this jug suddenly gets pregnant in a hurry. You know, it's about ready to explode. Now, here's an interesting thing. It's marketed as a solution in water in concentrations of 3% to 90%. They're actually using it as rocket fuel. You want to treat this product with respect. We've had the odd guy that thought, you know, that what he had in the jug, even though it wasn't labeled, looked like water and took a great big swig and probably cured his ulcers, if nothing else. When we look at peroxide, one of the things that I wanted to point out to you, there are some basic things that we've learned over the years. Number one, you want to get rid of your chlorines in your water. You are going to use up a tremendous amount of peroxide to nullify the chlorine that's in the water if you don't pull it out before you start adding peroxide to water. You have to have the proper pH of your water. You can go as high as 7.2 in water. 6.8 to 7, 7.2 is what I consider to be a decent pH factor. If you have a high iron content, consider filtering the water after a 30 ppm initial treatment of water to oxidize the heavy metals out. Get a filtering system in there. What you want to look at is you check your total dissolved solids in your water. To me, I've seen water that's running 800 to 1,000 parts per million of TDS. You're going to have a hard time making peroxide work in there. You're going to use a lot of peroxide. Check for the hydrogen sulfate or the sulfurs in your water. Check for sodium. I had a farm out in eastern Ontario. It was a real strong learning curve. This guy had about 45 dairy cows, and when I first went in to see the guy, he had a terrible mess. He had all kinds of mastitis. He had all kinds of breeding problems. The first thing that I usually do in these farms, we go in and we pull a water sample. We say, let's check your water. He had 900 parts per million of sodium in the water. I looked at him and I said, he was from Switzerland, and I said, Hans, I said, you have a problem. Well, he says, you don't have to tell me that. I already know that. Why do you think I phoned you?
So we tried different things. We got the pH of this water was 8.9 to 9.2 is where it varied. You can't make hydrogen peroxide work properly in water like this. I don't care who you are, I don't care how smart you are, I don't care how much you know about it, you just aren't going to make it work right. So I said to him, I said, well, let's try a few things. And nothing seemed to work right. He finally sold the farm and moved to another location where the water was better. But we were getting close to 60 pounds a cow a day average, and when I had originally walked in, he was averaging 38 pounds a cow a day. But the thing I'm saying to you is, you couldn't feed those cows any salt. The minute you did, they could split shingles at 20 paces. As it was, they were constantly loose in the manure. We constantly had to keep the protein down around 14 to 15%. But it goes to show you what you can do when you understand some of the terrain and you know what it is you've got to work with in that environment. Yes, sir. At what level is sodium a problem? I don't like to see it much over 200 to 250 parts per million. That's where I start, you know, having some problems, because you can't, if you've got sodium in the water and you don't have chloride, which is your salt combination, then you've got a problem, because salt is a very important component for digestion and blood pressure and everything else that's going on inside of our metabolism. And one of the things is that I'm saying to you, check your alkalinity. If alkalinity is much over 250, I start to get worried. I don't even go so much by pH on water. If the water pH is 7.2 and the alkalinity is 400, I actually put in some citric acid to bring that down. I want to change the alkalinity somewhat. I do not like to see a really, really high alkalinity, because it somehow seems to mess up the digestion system of the animal. It doesn't matter if it's chickens or if it's pigs or if it's dairy cows, it does seem to mess it up. The other thing I say to people is, don't be afraid to spend a bit of money, especially if you have high TDS or high rust or iron problems. Don't be afraid to spend a bit of money to put in either a plain inline filter or a backwash filter. Yes, sir. Have I ever put hydrogen peroxide in a drip system? Yeah, we had a greenhouse. We had a greenhouse where they were putting peroxide in. But what we found was they couldn't put they couldn't put their solution in at the same time as the peroxide, like their fertilizer solution. They had to run it at separate times. Worked very effectively. They had a lot of mold and fungus in the greenhouse, and that was one of the things that helped them to overcome that. With irrigation, I'm trying to, I don't remember exactly. I think it was in the neighborhood of a 3%, but Walter. Okay, thank you. Walter says 100 parts per million. That's good, I got some help here today. You had a question. Are there any negatives with 50%? No. The reason that I've stayed away from 50% is simply because there are people that don't know how to handle it. At 35% they burn themselves. What would they do at 50%? You know, just common sense. All right, we'll move into the livestock. Basically, chickens and hogs are monogastrics, and 30 parts per million seems to be reasonable. We're having good results. We're getting better eggshell quality. We're having less mortality and morbidity in these flocks. We have a serious problem in Canada. We can't even keep enough hatching flocks in Canada healthy and alive to produce enough eggs for the amount of chicks that we need. We see so many problems. We've gone into broiler breeder flocks with peroxide, and we actually have stepped peroxide up to 50 parts per million in some of these broiler breeder flocks. And even in hog confinement operations with coughing and pneumonia, we've actually gone higher than 50. We've gone as high as 100 for 3 to 5 days. And it does seem to help. But what I'm saying to you is that there's more, the peroxide is a great help. there have to be other things involved as far as the nutrition aspect goes too. So don't just try to hang your hat on hydrogen peroxide and say this is a be-all, an end-all, and a cure-all, because I'm telling you it's not. 50 to 100 parts per million for 3 to 7 days. The one laying flock we got into was 8,500 birds. And what we did was we did that for a week. We put out free choice kelp meal. They came back from a flock that came back from 68% laying at only 20-some weeks into their life cycle. We got them back up to 84% layability. And we got the hatchability from 68% close to 80% hatchability. And that was just doing a few simple little things like that. For dairy cows, beef cattle, we generally go 30 to 50 parts per million. You want that out at the drinking fountain. And again, you have to remember that lines are very important here. Sometimes we have people starting with peroxide, their lines are so gunged and gummed up that it takes a while to get that happening. So just keep that in mind. And all I'm saying to you is, you know, use some common sense. Peroxide will work if your conditions are correct. It will work, I would say, 99% of the time if you understand your base conditions that you're working with. I know in Canada it's costing us about a cent and a quarter a day per dairy cow. Where can you get something that cheap? You can do about 4 hogs for a penny in your finishing barns. But all I'm saying to you is there are things that can be done. It does help the immune system. The thing to remember is hydrogen peroxide as a form of oxygen has tremendous benefit. If you go and look at the early diggings that they've done on the planet of the ice caps, we've had up to 35% oxygen in our atmosphere. And today, we're down to 15 to 18%. Does that tell you something? It does me. I don't know if it does you, but it tells me that it's a serious situation.